In the last podcast, we discussed the process of the Corps of Engineered Learning Center uses to establish tuition. The tuition worksheet is used to calculate and detail funding proposals. Once the tuition is finalized, we now have all information needed for potential learners to make attendance decisions. We have established a schedule or a proposed schedule of course sessions through the Training Agent Cost Estimate Form 593, made any proponent-directed changes to course description, purpose, prerequisites through the Training Needs Verification Form 4712, and we've set tuition. The course catalog and survey are now complete. The release of the survey to stakeholders represents the beginning of the end of the planning process. At the end of this lesson, I hope you will be able to identify facts related to the Learning Center activities of advertising courses, allocating seats, and finalizing enrollments. During the 5-month-long survey, there is little for the course manager, proponent, or training agent to do. Potential learners are notified and in consultation with supervision make course selections. These selections are processed through designated coordinators who have appropriate access to enable them to enter seat requests into the training management system. At the end of the advertised survey, course managers are provided information detailing seat requests for assigned courses. The allocation process, or phase 4 of the training agent planning process, begins. If survey requests are less than seats available, the allocation is straightforward. All requests are filled. However, remember, tuition must cover all expenses. This means if there are too few requests, the session may be in danger of cancellation. These determinations will be based on course past performance and in consultation with appropriate division chief. If available seats can accommodate all requests, but an imbalance exists between multiple sessions of a course, requests made for a particular session may need to be honored during a different session. If there are more requests than available seats, requests are honored based upon a priority system and fair distribution. The priority system is detailed elsewhere. What is meant by fair distribution is that if a number of organizations request a small number of seats, and a single organization requests a very large number of seats, each organization's needs must be addressed. The organization requesting the large number of seats may not have all requested seats allocated. Allocation decisions must be presented to Learning Center leaders. Once approved, the allocations are sent back to the requesting organization for acceptance. If changes have been made to organizational requests, the requesting organization must approve of the changes and accept the offered seats. If the change is not acceptable, the requesting organization may decline. Once all organizations have accepted or declined the final allocations, the last phase of the training agent process planning process begins. Enrollment is finalized. Any remaining seats are available to all stakeholders. They remain to be advertised up until the course start date. In this podcast, we discussed the last three phases of the training agent planning process: survey, allocation, and finalization of enrollment. Activities during the survey are primarily accomplished by the stakeholders or potential attendees. The course manager uses survey data to make allocations decisions. The course manager's decisions are submitted to the requesting organization for approval, and enrollment is finalized. At this point, the training agent planning process is complete. Course management teams move from planning to implementation for the fiscal year program. Once the organizations accept any changes to requested seats, enrollment is finalized and any remaining seats are advertised for sale. I hope that you would be able to identify facts related to the allocation and finalization of enrollment of the training agent planning process.